Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. God bless you and I hope you are having a wonderful day. We are going back to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 9. But let us begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you and help us to understand your word. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth and help that truth to be in our hearts that we may know what is the purpose for our life. Lord, help us on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to go back Romans chapter 9. We're going to begin reading. We're going to reread verse 18. It says, therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. And it was talking about Pharaoh before then, that he hardened Pharaoh's heart that he might show his power against the ruler of Egypt on behalf of his children. Let's start, let's read verse 19 now. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? So that is a question saying that somebody would say, okay, if God has mercy on whom he will have mercy and on whom he will, he hardeneth to show his power in the earth, then you would say, well, why does he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will then? That's what verse 19 is saying. Paul, he anticipates that question and then he answers it in verse 20. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? That's a hard word right there. That's a hard word. He is saying, whom God will grant mercy, he will grant mercy. And whom he won't grant mercy, he will not. And we will say, well, Lord, who has resisted your will if you didn't grant me mercy and you actually hardened my heart? God knows all things. He knew all of us before the foundation of the world, who we would be and what type of people we would be and who would be used for what purpose. Who would be used in order to show forth his glory in the likeness of his son Jesus, and who would show forth his glory that he would show his power over on behalf of his children. Nothing is beyond God. God is omnipotent. He is all powerful. He is omniscient. He is all knowing. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He is orchestrating the affairs of this life. And so I was talking to a person yesterday and we were talking about slavery in the United States. And he is from Panama, and he said, if God, and this is a hard word, he said, if God had not allowed or used slavery as a means for a mass amount of Africans to come over to the United States, that we might one day have the privileges and the honor of free people, that we can even rise, a black person could rise to the highest position in the United States. How else would that have happened? And I know somebody would say, slavery was wrong. Absolutely, it was wrong. It was wrong. But God allowed it in order for a mass amount of blacks to be in the United States. And because that, I, as an African American woman, am free in the United States. What would my life would have been like if I would have been raised over in Africa? You got to think about that. You got to think about that. That's why we praise God for all things. Because we do not know what the whole plan of God is, but we have to trust his plan that he is working it out for our good to them that love him. And we just read that a few days ago in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God is orchestrating the purposes and the affairs of this life. So if I, as an African-American woman, would have been raised over in Africa, maybe I would be dead by now. Maybe I wouldn't even know Jesus. I would have been raised up in a different religion. And maybe I wouldn't even know Christ. You know, I've also talked to a person before and they told me, you know, they said, you know, and I've read it before. They said, wherever people grow up, that's the religion that they are raised in. And therefore, that's what they believe. So if you grow up in India, you grow up believing, you know, worshiping cows or trees or whatever. You grow up in some other parts of the country. You grow up as a Buddhist. You grow up believing in the Dalai Lama. You grow up in another part of the country. You're a Muslim. You grow up in another part of the world. And through a certain family, you're an atheist. And you grow up in another family, you're a Christian. That's absolutely true. But why is it that I was born in a Christian family? It is the election of God that I was born in a Christian family. And so all those that are raised up in a home that is Christian, or all those that are exposed to the doctrine of Christ and him crucified, resurrected, and exalted through up to the throne of God, are privileged and are the called of God. And we go back over to the book of Romans, and verse 20 says, Paul is saying to him, it's back up to 19 again, thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? If it's about election and it's about justification through Christ, that he is already predetermined and preordained who he is calling, and those that will be saved, God has already given to him, and those that have been given to Christ, Christ is granting eternal life to, you say, well, who has resisted his will? Verse 20 again, nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? See, that's where it talks about the sovereignty of God. We are not superseding any will of God, any authority over God. It just said in John chapter 17 that Christ has said he has been given authority over all flesh. And it talked about in Matthew chapter 28 that all power has been given to Jesus in heaven and in earth. All power belongs to God. It belongs to Jesus Christ. So he will do what he will. Who has resisted his will? God is sovereign. He is a sovereign Lord. We're going to stop right there. Please join me as we continue in Romans chapter 9. God bless you. May he open up the eyes of your understanding and my understanding, that we may know his truth and the truth may make us free. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.